Here's a little tip from your fairy god stylist, Carson. You look fantastic.
Highbridge Audio presents Off the Cuff by Carson Kressley. Read for you by the author.
Since the dawn of time, men have had trouble figuring out what to wear. It all began in the very beginning. Imagine the Garden of Eden. We hear Eve shouting from stage left. Adam, you're wearing that fig leaf again? Are you kidding me? That is so tired. And so, fashion was born. And here we are, all these years later, and straight men still have absolutely no idea what to wear. Over the last couple of years, I've spent a lot of time in the closets of straight America. Now, I've been in the closet myself for a while, but I can tell you, it was never that scary. I'm serious. It's a mad, mad world out there. There are more athletic jerseys than there are men. Polyester is threatening to take over the world. And men actually think they look good in mock turtlenecks and pleated khakis. So while someone else is looking out for the rainforest, I've got to look out for wardrobes across the land. How do we get into this tragic situation? Well, it wasn't always like this. Not that long ago, the world was a much simpler place because fashion was very regimented. There was specific clothing for certain things. Most men had uniforms for work, whether it was an actual uniform or a suit and tie, and sportswear for things like hunting and skiing. Like cavemen teaching their sons to hunt bison and make fire, it was a rite of passage for fathers to take their sons to Brooks Brothers to buy their first blue blazer. Fathers taught sons how to tie ties.